And welcome back to episode 11?
Episode 11. Yeah, episode 11 of the Strong Body, Stronger Mind podcast. So excited that y'all are back. We've broken through the first 10 episodes and we are on to what? The second 10? I don't know. Like I don't know where I was going with that.
10, set, no, it's 100. No, decade's 100, right? Or is decade 10?
Decade's 10.
Okay, so we're on to our next decade.
Yeah. Second decade of podcasts. People are probably like, what is wrong with you? So we are here today. We're just going to do like a little fun get to know you type of podcast. We've been kind of diving deep into either sciencey things or motivation things, you know, the whole strong body or strong mind things. But we haven't really taken a step back to just kind of like have a fun, easygoing podcast and get to know us a little bit better.
Yeah, we're both kind of talking that those are the types of podcasts that we like to listen to. Like, obviously, we like the informational ones, the motivational ones. But sometimes it's nice to just listen to people talk about themselves, their lives, what's going on. You know, get to know them as people, get to know the people behind the voices. So, yeah, it's just a nice lighthearted podcast on this lovely Thursday morning for me, afternoon for Chelsea, and whenever you guys are listening to this.
So, you know, I think a lot of times for us that are like on social media, people tend to forget that we're like people too. You know, we present this, you know, this is my workout and this is my identity as a competitor or a coach, or this is my current nutrition plan, you know? But we're people too. And we have, obviously both of us, our lives are very much so fitness. But we have other things to us too. And I just like, I personally like to know more about who the people that I follow, who the people that I listen to are, and like what they have going on in their lives. So hopefully y'all enjoy getting to know us a little bit more.
Yeah, we'll definitely do more of these as we continue forward. Maybe we'll make it like a every 10 episodes we'll do like a fun one.
Hey, I like that idea. The beginning of a decade.
The overview of our decade of podcasting that's been only 10 weeks, but I digress. So we don't really have like a structure to this. Like we never have structures to our podcast. So we both asked on our Instagrams to ask some questions. I got a couple. So we're going to go through some of those and then we're just going to kind of see where the conversation takes us, freeball some questions and give some time. We're just going to chat and record our chat. So yeah. Welcome to our friendship.
Welcome to our friendship. So, I guess for anybody who doesn't know, just based off the sound of our voices, I'm Chelsea. I am 28 years old, which is freaking crazy for me to say, especially because, dude, like I'm turning 29 soon. It is what? It's March already, like about mid-March right now. And I turned 29 the first week of May. So your girl is going to be 30 before I freaking even blink, I swear. But I'm 28. I live in Tampa, Florida. I have lived in Florida my whole life. I actually grew up in Clearwater, moved to Tampa to go to the University of South Florida, and just never left. I live in Tampa with my boyfriend, our roommate, and my two dogs and cat. We got our nice little family here, and we are currently building a house, which is the most exciting thing going on in my life right now. I'm stoked.
Homeowner.
Oh yeah. I better be a freaking homeowner. That was one of my biggest goals. Actually, I was thinking, okay, so I'm, you know, contemplating the fact that I'm turning 30 soon, having a midlife crisis. And I was like, oh my gosh, like there's so many things I think that we build up in our head. Like I want to accomplish X, Y, and Z before I turn 30.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, maybe that's just me. Like 30 is like the year where like a lot of these like big goals that I have, I'm like, I want to have accomplished it by then. 30 is like, you're for real an adult. There's no looking back at that. In my mind, at least. So buying a house and owning a house was like one of my big, like, I want to own a house by the time I'm 30. But when I set that goal, it was more of a, like, I want to just like have my first home, like a starter home kind of thing by the time I'm 30.
Yeah.
So the fact that like, in July, I'll be moving into like legit, no joke, like my freaking dream home. It's just crazy. It's so cool.
That's wild.
Very crazy. Crazy. I love Pinterest.
Yeah, I can definitely see that. It's so exciting. I can't wait to see it.
Oh, yeah. All right, your turn, my dude.
Okay, I am Celeste. I am 24 years old. I will be 25 in September, so quarter life crisis coming through. I live in the Bay Area, California, NorCal. There's a lot of like cities in NorCal, so it's just easier to say the Bay Area.
The Bay Area of Florida. I'm just saying, Tampa is the Bay Area.
Well, I live Bay Area, California. I grew up, born and raised in San Francisco specifically. I went out to college in Pennsylvania where I played Division I volleyball for 4 years. Then I came back to California. And I have been here ever since. I live on my own, me, myself, and I love it. I am very much somebody who likes their own space, and I can live with other people, and I will live with other people in the future, but for right now, I'm enjoying living by myself, being a bachelorette, you know what I mean? Right, single, not ready to mingle, so don't slide into the DMs.
She's on prep, guys. She doesn't have time.
Not feeling that.
She doesn't know where the heck she's going to live, so there's that.
Fair. But yeah, I live currently in California. That is subject to change by the end of the year, because your girl needs a change in her life. I dyed my hair red because I needed a change in my life.
That looks so good, though.
Thank you. And yeah, that's kind of the who I am, where I live, how old am I, the basics. And yeah.
Killing it.
Very so, boring person. Just kidding.
Maybe. Oh, I've got Mr. Flex with me. Oh, another update on me. We are going to buy another dog. Not till we have a house, though. Okay, I know. One day I went on my Instagram story and I was like very seriously talking about getting a dog earlier.
I remember that.
Yeah. And like, if you know my personality, you know that like I'm 99% joking. Like there's always a little bit of seriousness to me, but like when I say stuff like that, I'm usually joking. Just my like sense of humor is very like, you have to get sarcasm or you won't.
Yeah.
Being funny. So my mom calls me and she's like, Chelsea, you cannot buy a dog. And I was like, Mom, you know me better than everybody else. You should know that like 9 times out of 10, I'm being sarcastic with what I say, but I'll never just like be like, I'm joking, I'm kidding. Like, I just expect everybody knows what's going on in my head. My mother did not. And she was freaking out because the dog we want to get is like 120 pounds fully grown. She's like, Chelsea, your apartment cannot handle that. Yeah, we want a big boy. But we picked a name for him and I'm so excited about it. I wanted to name him Tyson, but
I do.
I like the name Tyson, but John said that because both of our dogs have single syllable names, our next dog has to have a single syllable name. So speaking of, they're so loud in the background, but yeah, so that's my big excitement other than the house. Oh, and I have been able to train legs now.
Back in the gym, baby.
Oof, getting back into the gym after 4 weeks of doing nothing, though. Let me tell you what, 50% effort and I was feeling it. It took me like 7 days to not be sore. So take it from me, guys. If you have to take any time off the gym, ease back.
You can't be sore.
Yeah, but the strength is coming back pretty fast. I was pretty excited about that. So we'll see. Still can't squat, but we'll see.
Squatting, you'll get back to it. Speaking of my legs are freaking trashed. Train legs on Tuesday and they're still sore, but we did increase cardio, so it makes sense that the leggies are a bit trashed. But we're making it through.
Give us a little prep update.
Prep update. We are 9 weeks in, or like 9.5 weeks in. Keeping my show date on the DL just for my own sanity. But we still got some time. We are pushing early just so that we can be ready early and not playing catch up. So we're just rocking and rolling. Things are moving along. I got my posing suit that actually fits me now. I'm working on designing my competition suit and it's coming together. So y'all will know when I get that. I will probably, I don't know if I'll keep it like a secret, but my close friends know what it's looking like. But yeah, I'm excited for it. I'll probably do like a YouTube reveal. So incentive to subscribe to my YouTube channel.
Yes, please subscribe. Celeste has been killing it with the YouTube channel lately. She did a monthly favorites and gotta say, she got me addicted to this blueberry freaking coffee. If you guys have
so good.
Okay, first and foremost, can we just talk about how underrated freaking Target brand Good and Gather coffee is? Because that there's nothing
literally Good and Gather anything. Like their nut butters are so, like that's the cashew butter I use religiously.
Fire. If y'all have a Target, do not sleep on Target brand shit. It is by far, I've tried so many brands of coffee, you guys. I am a coffee like addict. Good and Gather is insane. And the blueberry, what is it? Blueberry honey? Is that what it is?
Yeah, blueberry honey. Yeah.
It's
weird, it's but good.
Bad, but it's phenomenal. Like
it
I was
smells like a, it smells like a coffee candle, but it tastes like I can't even describe it, like the actual taste. Like
if you were to like lay in bed with like a bunch of brand new soft blankets from Marshall's, that's what
with a cup of coffee.
With a cup of coffee, that's what it tastes like. It's so good. And literally just add, I think you add protein to yours, right? Vanilla protein powder or protein
drink. Like the protein shake, yeah.
Yeah, and I just did a little bit of cashew milk and vanilla skinny syrup. So it's like literally 10 calorie freaking fire coffee. That one and the cinnamon vanilla, I think, flavor. Those are my two. Good and Gather, if you want to sponsor us, please feel free to. I will
also promote the candy cane one during the winter time.
Oh, fire.
One of my faves. I need to stock up on that come December.
Honestly, like Good and Gather coffee. Just try it. Thank us later. Tag us in your stories. Thank you. Appreciate you.
Part of movement.
Target, we love you.
For us, please. Sponsor this podcast.
But yeah, seriously, Celeste's been killing it with the YouTube game. Y'all should go subscribe to her. Maybe one day I will make a YouTube channel. No promises, because...
Okay, I'll be vlogging when I come visit you, so you'll get your debut.
Maybe that'll motivate me, but I don't know. Just the thought of like... I'm getting better at my Instagram stories, so I think that's like a good segue for me. But the thought of like having to look semi-decent every time I wanted to film, that's what throws
me. My last video, I literally rolled out of bed and looked like I got hit by a truck.
That's why I'm saying the stories is helping me, because I used to feel pressure to like put makeup on to even talk on my stories, and I definitely am past that. So, you know, it's coming. Let's be real. It's coming. I'm going to make a YouTube eventually.
Yeah, for me, it's easier to talk on YouTube because I have less followers on YouTube than on Instagram. So like I could just be like I'm myself on Instagram, but I feel like I talk more on my YouTube, and it's just easier. I don't know.
Yeah. And you don't have a cutoff of how long stories last. Yeah. So there's that.
I can literally talk forever and then I just gotta edit it, which is annoying. But I like editing it past time. Walk on my treadmill, get some steps in.
I think I would be like a raw and real non-editor, or I'd have to hire someone to edit for me, because I just technology and me, we don't mix well. I get frustrated and
I just use iMovie and you get the hang of it. I just like to make it semi-cinematic for certain aspects, and then rest of it, me being me.
I mean, I like to watch things like that, but I also like, I love Paige Riley doesn't upload like ever anymore, but I used to love hers, and she was just like super, super basic. I love watching Kelly Yeager. You know who that is?
Yeah, Kelly Yeager.
Super basic as well, not super crazy editing. So I tend to like the less editing. So I don't know. We'll see. I've been on an Amazon kick lately with buying the Lululemon dupes from Amazon. So maybe once I stock up, I'll do like an Amazon fine. Yeah. Oh, dude, they got some great Lululemon dupes. So I've been like, obviously, very excited about my new boobs. So I've been wanting to buy new things and Amazon has been it. John makes fun of me. I have 4 packages right now waiting in our Amazon.
It's okay. I just bought 3 new swimsuits because I had none.
Florida.
And they all fit.
Hell yeah. That's awesome.
Amazon swimsuits.
That shit never happens. You'll have to link those babies. Do a review. YouTube. Everybody go follow us so she can do a YouTube review of her Amazon swimsuits.
My 3 swimsuits.
Hey, whatever.
It'll be like a 5-minute video.
All right. Or do a reel with them.
Oh, I can do that.
Celeste is coming to Florida next week. We're super excited. So next Thursday, exactly a week from today, she will be
I'll be on a plane.
Yeah. On your way to me. We're so excited to have you here.
And I'm gonna be in the gym for half the time, but it's fine.
It's okay.
We'll be living for it.
We are fine with it. I have a great apartment gym you can do your cardio at in the mornings.
Yes.
All right. So Q&A. Let's get
questions. That's our life update. Now let's get into the questions. So we'll start with some fun ones from the Instagram.
Yeah, we'll just go back and forth and ask each other questions, and then we can also answer them ourselves. You know.
Just put that. Why am I? I literally went to open Instagram and then I closed it. What?
Oh, my life. I do that all the time. Or I open like 14 apps before the app that I was planning to open.
Literally. My mind is slow, guys. It's slow. Okay. Where'd it go? There we are. Okay. First one. What is your go-to alcoholic drink?
Oof. My go-to alcoholic drink is always vodka soda. Without fail, I always get a vodka soda, and I will ask for lemon and lime in it if they will. Or if I was really planning ahead, I'll have brought like a Mio or Crystal Light and mix it in. But I personally don't mind just plain vodka soda. I just think it tastes like soda water.
Yeah, that's my go-to if I'm like going out. You know, I also like if I'm just chilling at home, glass of wine. If I'm going out for like Mexican food, I like a margarita.
Oh yes, margaritas. Margaritas are actually the goat. Ooh, or mojitos.
Actually, have not had a mojito.
Oh, in Cancun, that was my go-to drink. So, pro tip: you can order a mojito with no sugar, and it still tastes phenomenal. And then you don't get the sugar hangover because the sugar is what makes me get the hangover. I mean, obviously, I'm crazy with alcohol, but.
Yeah, I also like Moscow Mules because I'm a basic. Yeah.
They're not gluten-free, though.
Oh. Can they get, like, gluten-free ginger beer? Is that a thing?
It probably is a thing. I've never seen it at a restaurant or anywhere, so I could probably make it at home, you know, and just do ginger ale, honestly. But Moscow Mules are great. I love ginger anything.
I love ginger. I can eat ginger all day. Like sushi ginger.
Phenomenal.
Those like ginger chews that you can get.
Oh, great. So good. Those are so good. John bought
Don't me eat too many of them because then they'll fuck up your stomach. But
they also have, I mean, they have calories. They're not. John bought me those while I was in prep because he thought that they were just ginger. And he was like, oh, this will help your stomach. And I was like, they got a lot of carbs in them.
This is basically candy.
It is candy. Yeah, it's just candy that has ginger in it. But yeah, so I would say if you're worried about calories, going for like a vodka soda or mojito with no sugar are probably your best bets. Skinny margs are usually pretty good too. But if calories don't matter, your girl is ordering frozen strawberry margarita or just frozen regular margarita with salt on the side always. Are you salt or sugar?
Salt.
Salt.
Like it's already going to be sweet. I'm like, I don't want more sweet, you know?
In Mexico, when we went to Mexico, they had a like authentic margarita with tagine on the outside. That was phenomenal. Like a spicy margarita. Guys.
We need to plan an end of year vacay. I need one.
Yes.
I haven't been on a real vacation in my adult life.
What? We should go. Okay, so in December, it's actually a lot cheaper to go to like anywhere because it's freaking December, but it's still hot and warm and nice in like Mexico. So we've actually been looking at all-inclusive resorts in Jamaica. Ooh. So maybe.
I'm here for it.
That was a good question. We love alcohol, apparently. Let's kind of wrap that one. And I know we were asked, like, what is your favorite or what is your like go-to meal out or cheat meal, free meal, just basically eating out meal?
I would say sushi. Love sushi. Or I have like a couple. It also like depends on where I go.
That's fine.
Like sushi, if I'm in the mood for something like lighter, but I also want like treat, I'll get like a side of sweet potato fries and then like a salmon salad, because I can't make, I mean, I can make good salmon, but like restaurant salmon just tastes better. So like I like a salmon salad and a side of french fries, sweet potato fries specifically, or you know, just a good old burger and fries. Just a burger and a baked potato. No, burger and french fries, but also just depends on where we go.
Yeah, it definitely depends on where I go as well. And for me, obviously, with like the whole celiac disease, it makes eating out not as easy. But lately, my go-tos have been freaking Blaze Pizza and California Kitchen Pizza. Both of them have fantastic gluten-free options that are so good.
Yeah, fire.
I'm always down for sushi. Always down for sushi, especially if they notate gluten-free on the menu, because otherwise I tend to be stuck with tuna rolls and that's it. I like a good tuna roll, so I'll take it. I'm definitely down for steak and sweet potato fries as well. I don't know if you guys have that Black Rock restaurant, but that place where you get to like cook your steak yourself on, they bring it out to you like raw and then the Black Rock and then you cook it. It's so good. And they have like the best sweet potato fries. If you have a free meal, do you even have free meals? You don't have free meals, do you?
No.
Never mind. At least. Next time you come to Florida, or you know, when you move to Florida, we'll have to go there sometimes. It's so, their sweet potato fries are like out of this world good. So good. But lately I've been a pizza girl. I don't know. It's weird.
You can never go wrong with pizza, honestly.
I hated pizza as a kid.
Really? That was like our go-to, because we like lived up the street from a round table. So whenever my parents didn't want to cook, we would just order a pizza. We get one King Supreme and one pesto chicken, like garlic pesto chicken. Yeah. Pizza. That was my favorite. Or buffalo chicken.
So, oh, buffalo chicken.
Or margarita pizza. Just like basic basil. Cheese. So good.
We were always the Sunny's barbecue. That was what I grew up as our like go-to, and I could throw down to barbecue at any time as well. So Sunny's is a good choice too, but my go-tos lately have been pizza or sushi. I feel like I've become such a basic biatch with age.
But it's so good. Like, you can't deny what you like, you know?
Nope, you are so true. All right, your turn.
Okay. Well, since we're on the topic of food, we'll go a daily food that you can't go without.
Ooh, daily food I can't go without.
Daily staple.
So taste-wise, I'm going to do taste-wise and like need it for good health-wise. So I literally can't not eat spinach in a day. And it's not, I like the taste of spinach, but like my digestion and my water retention is like so much better when I eat spinach every day. So it's just, honestly, it's the potassium aspect of spinach for me.
Yeah.
Helps with water so much, but also it helps with digestion so much. So spinach, I need spinach every single day. And I think because I know how helpful it's been to like my overall like physique and how I look every day, it makes me want to eat it.
Yeah.
And then food wise, this is going to sound so ridiculous, but like I'm so obsessed with my freaking protein powder from Bomar, the freaking egg white protein. It's like an actual problem. I'm legitimately sad without that in my day.
And
I know it's the lamest effing thing ever, but like, that's what I have to have it every day. I have to. I can live without everything else for a day. I need that.
I feel that.
French
it toast. It is very, very good. Code Chelsea. Shameless plug. She's not plugging it. I am. So it's not.
I'm only plugging it because it's good. Like, I don't plug the shit I don't like from Bomar. I plug the stuff I love. And yo, y'all see how often I eat this freaking protein.
Really every day, once a day.
At least two scoops a day, minimum.
Okay. For me, also spinach. Just, I like spinach. I go back and forth between spinach and arugula. When I like arugula when I want like something a little spice, you know?
Yeah. I like the flavor of arugula. Just digestion wise, it's not as good for me.
Yeah, not the same. And then can't live without, I would say cashew butter. It is my favorite all time. I have it every single day. I think I've had it every single day for ever. Not forever. I was like, when I first got into like fitness, I was like peanut butter girl. And then I went through like an almond butter phase, and now I'm on cashew butter and sunflower butter.
Yeah, I was going to say sunflower butter is it for me, but I can live without it for a couple days.
I can live without sunflower butter, but cashew butter, it just hits different. Cashews in general are just like such a good nut.
They are the like number one.
They are the best nut. Like basic salted, plain, honey roasted, the chili lime cashews from Trader Joe's.
Good.
Good.
What is wrong with you? I'm sorry, my dogs are going crazy per usual.
Target, back to the Target plug, the Good and Gather, everything but the bagel cashews. So good. You could probably make them yourself, but why would you do that? We can just buy it at Target. So yeah, cashew butters, cashews, anything that involves the nut cashew. Cashew milk, just kidding.
A cashew milk is so much better than almond milk, and I will go to my grave saying that. Almond milk tastes like sad water. Cashew milk at least has some like substance to it. It's thick, it's creamy, so good, and it's lower calorie. Why? It's a win-win.
Cashews for days. So
all right, Target and cashews, sponsor us, thanks. All right, is it my turn?
Yeah.
All right, I don't think I have any other food related.
Neither do I.
I'm gonna get a little deep here. What do you think you are the most good at? Like, what character trait, I guess, are you most proud of, or what do you find yourself to be really, really good at?
I think I'm a good listener for people when they just need to, whether it's like a good story or a bad story, if someone's going through something. I believe that I'm a good listener and can listen to people's problems, listen to them vent and offer some type of advice, whether it's from personal experience or it's just, you know, something I think would be helpful to them in that situation. And I think I've always just grown up being more of a listener versus a talker. I've definitely become more of a talker. Obviously, having a podcast, I'm talking, but for the most part, I feel like I'm definitely a good listener, a good shoulder of support for people to, you know, just talk to if they need someone to talk to.
That's such a good quality to have too, because it's something a lot of people are really not good at, you know? Like, a lot of people have to actively learn how to listen. And I think it's easier to learn how to be good at speaking.
Yeah.
Than it is to learn how to be good at listening, and like truly listening, not just like absorbing, but like listening.
Yeah, I feel like I've grown up always just being very observant of people, my surroundings, picking up on vibes type of deal. And just being able to have conversations with people, I feel like is a lost concept. So just being able to actively listen to people, not just like thinking of something to say before they even say something that's going to, you know, be applicable to what I'm about to say. It's actually like listening and responding to what people say versus having like a script already in your head.
Yeah. And honestly, like, so I'm somebody who, I'm really bad at small talk. I can have like a full conversation. Like, if there's like a good topic and like we're talking about something that, you know, there's substance to, I can have a good conversation, but just small talk is really difficult. So little pro tip, as somebody who did have to kind of practice the art, I guess, of small talk, is just that listen to what the person is saying. Like, you don't need to be constantly thinking about what you're going to say next. If you're listening to what they're saying, you can just respond to that. It makes having casual conversation so much easier if it's something that you struggle with.
That's more like a back and forth type of deal than just like asking question to question to question, just like random statements kind of put together, which is what a lot of small talk can turn into.
Yeah, I think so many of us feel, at least at some point in our lives, that like, you know, the world, it's kind of like our world and everybody else is like a side character, like we're the main character. And so it's like our duty to carry on the conversation. It's our duty to have the topics. Like it's cool to just be the person who listens and responds sometimes too, you know? It makes it a lot easier. Just as speaking as a person who's just very shy, like I'm just a shy person. It's not easy for me to just like converse with people I don't know. So little pro tip, get better at listening. Cause it's a
great skill. Great thing to have.
Yeah. John and I were actually talking about that yesterday, how he's not super confident, like talking in large groups or anything like that, or even just doing like audio recordings and stuff is still very new to him. Cause he does online coaching, but he hasn't been doing it for that long. And I was like, John, if I can learn how to be good at this, you can, you know?
Yeah.
Hey, I'm so sorry. I don't know how loud my dogs are in the background of this, but they're very loud.
That's here. Fine.
So I guess I think the thing I kind of going off of that, you know, Celeste and I have said a million and one times we're very similar people. So not just like the listening thing, I do think that is something I could be better at listening. But I am very good at like reading people and reading between the lines of what people are saying, even in like check-ins, like with my clients, I can almost always, no matter what like actual words are written on the check-in sheet, even just from that, I can like feel the tone of people and how they're feeling. And like the amount of times I've like responded to a check-in saying like, hey, so I'm reading all of this, but I'm getting a sense that you're feeling this way. The amount of times I said that and people have said, oh my God, you nailed it right on the head. I mean, I don't think I've ever like said, I'm feeling that you're feeling this way and somebody said otherwise. So what is that? Being intuitive or my intuition with people, or I don't know what word I'm looking for.
Good person reader. I don't
even know. I don't know. People's emotions really well. And I think it's like the empath in me, which can be a good and a bad thing. Like I really do like that I can read people like that, but because of that, the same way I tend to take on other people's emotions. So if they're happy, that's great, but if they're feeling really sad, and you know, if I read through a lot of like more negative, sad, struggling check-ins in a day, I can end up feeling kind of sad and low as a byproduct. So it's good and a bad thing, but it is something that I wouldn't give up. I think it makes me really good at my job and really good at being able to help people. So I'll take, you know, taking on the emotions from time to time. So I think that's my like most proud of thing or something I think I'm really good at.
I love that. Okay, my turn. We'll go on the theme of deeper questions. What is something that you are afraid of?
Woof. My biggest fear, I mean, this is pretty easy for me. My biggest fear always is losing people I love. So like my number one fear of all, at least right now in my current life, is like John dying or something like that. Like I've told him, I would rather you cheat on me and just be the biggest jerk in the world than die. Like I can't, that is something that is so hard for me. Like, so losing loved ones, my parents dying is a huge fear of mine. John dying, my animals dying. That's my biggest fear.
Yeah. I agree with that one. For me, I would say probably just letting people down. Like kind of like an internalized fear, because I know like obviously people like have expectations, or I don't even know if that's the right word, but I have expectations for myself.
And yeah, I was gonna say, for you, it's probably more you have expectations of what you think people have expectations of you.
Yes, exactly. But it's also like, I want to make people proud. I want to live up to my own potential and the potential that people see in me, and like not let my own like self-doubt get in the way of that, because I know people like give a lot of energy, like in this case, like with competing. Like, I know Nick gives a lot of energy into me as an athlete, and I want to live up to that and, you know, make myself proud, live up to my own potential. And so I guess my biggest fear is not living up to my own potential, which Karen, I feel like will let people down.
Which it won't, but
that's my internalized fear.
Yeah, I definitely fear that too. In a sense, I almost feel like it's a fear, and it kind of can be something that can hold us back in a sense, but I think it also pushes us forward a lot to be that mindset, right? Like,
yeah.
We're very productive. We get shit done. We never leave, you know, things unattended for. We never, you know, there's no loose ends, because both of us will obsess on, well, what if I hadn't? What if I had finished that? What if I had done that? You know, no worse, like thinking of competing, no worse feeling than being on stage and not get the placement that you want and know it's because you
did or didn't do something.
Yeah. Exactly. So it's one thing to like not get a placement you want if you know you checked off all the boxes and you did everything you could. It's another thing to be able to pinpoint, well, like 4 Fridays ago, I bitched out 10 minutes into my cardio session and I wonder where I'd be, you know, had I done that.
We do not skip cardio. We do not not hit our macros. We get our sleep. We do all the things. Because
it makes you feel so good too. Just so accomplished.
Yeah. So that is my biggest fear.
Okay. So I guess going off that, what do you find to be your biggest weakness or something that you really would like to work on?
Definitely, I am a recovering perfectionist.
You did such a great job though.
I am. Hi, my name is Celeste and I am a recovering perfectionist. I feel like, again, going back to like the whole expectations, I think it's just always the expectations I've placed on myself to live up to this certain ideal. And, you know, there's like a fine line between being a neurotic perfectionist and just striving to be better. And I was definitely before fell into the camp of neurotic perfectionists, like not doing things until it's like 100% certain, 100%. Like, I know this is going to turn out this way, not putting things out because like, oh, it's not good enough, you know, self-sabotaging because I don't think it's good enough, right? And just setting myself up for not being successful because something wasn't absolutely 100% perfect or certain. And definitely have gotten a lot better with that, taking messy action. And it just comes down to this, putting yourself out there in those imperfect situations and recognizing that you're not going to die. It's fine. You're okay. Nothing is perfect. Perfection does not exist. And if we don't fail along the way, then we never learn. So definitely still a work in progress. But we've gotten a lot better.
I love that. It is. I mean, just look at, you have a podcast, you're posting on YouTube, you know, like we're, nobody's ever going to be perfect. You're never going to be perfectly complete with anything. You know what I mean? So that's, you've definitely taken a lot of strides towards,
Thank you. Did not used to be this way. Very much did not.
I feel like I've always had like the ideal of being a perfectionist, but I'm not, like, if that makes sense. Like, I'm like a type B person that wishes she was type A. Like,
yeah.
I try to be organized, but I'm just not. Like, I live in like messy organization, like where I know where everything is, but it's not neat and tidy, you know, how I want it. So I'm so tempted to say that that's my weakness, is that I'm not as organized as I would like to be. But at the same time, I think that that's just more so like, that's just who I am and it works. You know, I write lists, I keep myself organized in what makes sense for me. But man, I think about like moving into my house and I'm like, oh, I hope that I can like be organized with that, because I really want.
I feel like it's easy to have like more rooms. Cause you can like,
yeah, that's what I'm
designate with. Things. Like when you like live in an apartment, like a lot of things just overlap because it just, you don't have space.
Yeah. Like I'm going to have, we're setting up our like joint office, me and John Boat's office, but then I'm going to have a separate room that's going to be like just my office where I podcast. We're going to like set it up for content, stuff like that, like lighting and everything. So yeah, that will be like the paperwork storage room, like oof, taxes. Yeah. That's a weak point.
I feel like that's everyone's point right now.
Rough. But thinking of like, what is my biggest weakness, like as a person, I think I'm very like emotionally driven, and I've definitely gotten better with it. I've been better at like, what word am I looking for? Like
compartmentalizing.
Yes. Compartmentalizing my emotions just to some degree. Like again, it's kind of like being the empath. I don't hate that I'm emotionally driven. I would much rather be an overly emotional person than someone who feels nothing and is just like cold. But I can be like, if I'm going through something, like if I were going through a breakup, or if like my mom had cancer twice, like it's really hard for me to just shut off those feelings and get shit done. So like with school, that was something that I really struggled with because my mom had cancer twice while I was in school. So it was really difficult for me to like not think about that and like focus on my schoolwork. Or like if John and I fought or something like that, like I would have a really hard time focusing on work that day, you know, because of it. So I've gotten better at it, but I also will say there's just not been, knock on all the wood, there's not been a lot of like really bad things happening to me lately. I've been very, very, very blessed lately to have my life just kind of working very much so. So I haven't like run into that in a while. But that's definitely, it's like a weakness and a strength again. I'm glad I feel emotions, and I'm glad that I am not a cold person, because I find those people to be very scary and strange. But at the same time, I wish that I could like shut off or shut down my emotions a little bit and not feel them so strongly to where they take over everything sometimes.
I can relate to that for sure. Okay, so we've been talking for quite some time now, so we are going to wrap it up with this last question about each other. So if you had to describe the other one in three words, what would they be?
Oof. All right, describing Celeste, let's go. This biatch is okay. I'm trying to think, you know, I'm not good at like words, because I was about to just say a whole ass sentence in one of my words. Determined, that summarizes the first sentence I was going to use. This girl will get done anything she says she's going to get done. It gets done, and it gets done well too. So number one word, determined / driven. I'm counting that as one word. Okay.
We'll allow it.
Second word, super, super caring. Going back to like the listening thing, like Celeste has gotten me through so much shit. Like literally my whole first 3 months of dating John, I was a psychopath. And this girl didn't even know John, lives across the country for me, and got me through so much of it. You just care so much. And I think that's why you're a great coach. You know, like we talk about all the time, like we both get questions all the time. What is the number one piece of advice you give to aspiring coaches? Care about your clients. And like you genuinely care about literally everybody in your life. So determined, driven, one word. Caring, second word. Third word. Oh my gosh, this is the hard one, because I could give you like five more. What is, I'd say you're very like organized, in the sense, again, that you just get so much done with the same amount of time that I feel like I have, that I'm always like, I don't have time to do these things. And like somehow you do all of those things plus 17 others. So I don't know if organized is the word I'm looking for. Efficient, maybe?
Management?
You're good at time management, organized, efficient. You know what I mean. So
college athlete.
Yeah, maybe that's it. Like
I had to do everything.
Yeah, like you will post content for your Team NK Instagram, for your Instagram, post a YouTube video, film a podcast, do 2 hours of cardio, get your lift in, train volleyball, and still get 8 hours of sleep. And I'm like, I went to the grocery store today. Like, what? No. Those are my, apparently those are my words slash things that I admire about you and wish that I had qualities of myself.
I love you.
Love you.
Okay, my turn. Chelsea Stewart.
Yikes.
So first one I would say is attentive to just everyone in your life, your clients, your friends, your family. You're just very aware of what people need and when they need it, whether it's you know, whether it's someone's birthday or, you know, post show or someone you just need some tough love, you always know what to say at the right times, and just attentive of what people need when they need it. And it is very, very helpful at all times, but especially when people are struggling. So that is my first one. You are very, very attentive.
Thank you.
Second one would be fortitude, which is basically, wow. Yeah, big word, but it's one of my favorites.
Out the big words. dictionary over here.
But especially just like bravery or like courage through adversity. I feel like with your background and your story and everything that you've gone through, you've shown a lot of courage and bravery and growth through all of that, whereas a lot of people could have let all of those things kind of just break them down and continue to, you know, play the victim card, but you don't. You never play the victim card. I know that's one of your biggest pet peeves is victimhood. Yeah, thank you for that. So fortitude is basically the exact opposite of that. And just expressing. Words are hard, guys.
I don't know. I just really like being the opposite of the victim mentality. So thank you for that. That's a big thing for me.
I don't know what the adjective is. Fortitude's like a noun. I don't know what the adjective is. You're fortitude, whatever. Anyways, you have
fortitudinal.
You are fortitudinal.
That's what we should name the podcast. Fortitudinous. People know what you'll listen to. Fortitudinous. They're like, what the?
Okay, so attentive, fortitude, and oh gosh, what is number three? I would just honestly, you're really freaking funny.
Yay!
You are very funny, and it's not like a forced funny, like people who like try to be funny and just aren't. You're just like
to like The Office. Like, I feel like I have that.
Yeah, you just have this like
not funny, but it's funny.
Like, just the way you carry yourself is just, it's not like funny, but it's like you have a sense of humor. You are able, you're just yourself, and it's very welcoming, and you're not afraid to like do weird shit whenever you want to. And that's why we are such good friends.
I was gonna say, I think what's funny about me is that I just 90% of my life is spent making fun of myself. I'm just like really awkward, you know? So you can either live in your awkwardness and be embarrassed about it, or you can just embrace it. And
yeah, you know, Chelsea embraces it, and it is lovely. And we love that. We love that about her. So
I feel like have fortitude. The most.
Yeah. So those are my three words for Miss Chelsea Stewart.
Thank you. That was so nice. I liked this podcast. This was fun. So let us know if you guys just like us having fun. I also think it would be cool if we just like little life updates at the beginning of our podcast. So also, you know, let us know, I guess, that. But yeah, please leave us a 5-star review and a little comment. It really would help us grow, which obviously, why wouldn't we want to grow?
Yes, please leave us a comment. Please leave us a review. screenshot this podcast, tag us in your stories. We love to see them. We love to know that you guys enjoy listening to us talk about anything and everything under the sun. So please continue to share the love. And next week, I will be in Florida, so we will have a lot better audio quality because we won't be on Zoom.
So excited. Yeah, we do these on Zoom right now. Eventually, maybe one day we'll get to do them live. But at least next week, maybe we can film a couple while she's in town. Yes. With my little microphone. I actually didn't even plug my microphone in today, so hopefully the audio is okay, but I'm sure it's fine.
It sounds fine. But yeah, that is going to wrap it up for this week. So thank you for watching, and we will catch you guys in the next one.
Bye, guys.